celebrity conversions that just don't line up with Scripture. Dr. D. James Kennedy stated, "The vast majority of people who are members of churches in America today are not Christians. I say that without the slightest fear of contradiction. I base it on the empirical evidence of 24 years of examining thousands of people. In the early 2000s, I was the drummer in the band called Junkyard Prophet, voted second best unsigned band in the country, behind that of a band called POD, who in fact became MTV's darling. And according to Reverb Nation, we were in fact the number one Christian band in the country. Friends, we've worked with Geffen Records, Warner Brothers, being endorsed by major musical instrumental companies on a global basis. And after touring the nation, as well as playing with the biggest names in the Christian scene, Bride, Guardian, Disciple, Nuvo, so on and so forth, and also playing with the big boys in the secular scene, Drowning Pool, Creed, Sick Puppies, etc., I'm simply bringing my experience to you concerning the topic in which I will highlight firsthand. Now, before I get started, I'd like to say to those who want to twist Scripture in an attempt to protect the gods that they have in fact created in their minds, such as their favorite musicians, actors, so on and so forth, by suggesting that I am not to judge, I would remind you that I am using the judge's word to make judgments. I'm judging with righteous judgment, and that out of love. Furthermore, I'd like to add that if you are not zealous against error yourself, it's because you're probably not zealous for the truth, whereas I am. Now, yesterday I took the time to highlight on my radio show the likes of many celebrities that have been elevated to modern-day Christian stardom, such as Kanye West, who was trophied on the heretical Joel Osteen's platform recently for his supposed conversion, and you thought the political scene was filled with theater. Friends, the Lord warned us of both. This novice, unacquainted or unskilled in the Word of God, Kanye West, stated that he was the greatest artist that God ever created.
Because now I told you about my arrogance and cockiness already. Now, the greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him.
Folks, is this guy kidding me? Didn't know that it was about Kanye West anymore. Kanye was praising himself. Furthermore, does someone want to give this guy a reality check on what talent truly is?
You're such a I'm a sick I like a quick I'm a sick I like a quick I'm a sick I like a quick.
Then again, the bar has been lowered so far that we can understand why he is deceived into believing that he is what he wants to believe that he is. It tells us in 1 Timothy 3:6 through 7, "Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil." Friends, you are to prove those who call themselves Christians. Again, it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:12, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you." Now, case in point, established churches up until the 1900s used to prove their members for 1 to 3 years before accepting them for their professions. Now, friends, Kanye wants to evangelize America's youth with his music. Now, that's a good initiative, but he needs to first make sure that he's first partaker of the fruit that the Lord gives in understanding in all things. And time will show whether he is genuine or not. The reason that I bring up this point is to show you that others that have claimed conversion, such as Bono from U2, Brian Head Welsh from Korn, Alice Cooper, Bob Dylan, again, so on and so forth. Friends, they go back to the vomit that they claimed that they were converted from. How does that work? It doesn't. For example, Brian Head Welsh from Korn claims his conversion, but rejoins the band and lifestyle that he claimed to be converted from. Let me tell you how that works, friends. by feeding upon the hirelings of the day and refusing to do your own due diligence in searching scriptures for yourselves. According to Brian's World, you are to yield yourself back to the spirit of the world, Antichrist.
George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness. These firmest props of the duties of men and citizens, whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and again, we've got much to cover here, and I want you to see, friends, as to what is taking place here in your country. Did you know that Americans have paid, unbeknownst to you, without the approval of Congress, did you know that the president, present, past, in the past, of corporate American presidents have paid $17.9 billion to arm Israel? And you also know that this is all being pre-programmed, right? I mean, it's like television, right? People are trying to figure out what is television anyways. They're trying to make it look like it's fictitious on television, but what in fact the bad guys are doing is they're forecasting their vision in the face of people. That's why it's called tell-a-vision, right? And we know that, as I highlighted yesterday and probably 30 times prior to that over the last couple months as to what General Wesley Clark has properly unveiled to the American people concerning these are all pre-planned wars. It's interesting that Donald Trump is now coming out and saying, you know what, they have weapons of mass destruction. I mean, it's like, you know, George Bush all over again, right? Only to find out that there's never any weapons of mass destruction, just like they didn't know that there's any mass weapons of destruction. They just wanted to get over there in Iraq under George W. Bush and get at their oil. And most people are okay with the fact that Halliburton, the vice president, and the president, and Rumsfeld, and Colin Powell, and others made $34.5 billion off of stealing oil from another country under the guise of they got weapons of mass destruction. Well, Americans, I think it's really, you do yourself a service and wake up to the truth of the matter, because you know what I'm telling you is true. Aside of that one, friends, did you guys know that we have none other than Anne Burrell, a celebrity chef and a beloved Food Network host? She died on Tuesday morning at her home. Did you guys all see that? Did you also see that she said with a meme
a selfie as she posted it. She said, "This chick is fully vaccinated and thrilled about it. Definitely an emotional experience. Thank you, Nurse Lorraine, for vaccinating me and for your service in Iraq. You made my day." No, she took your life, in fact. And folks, I'm bringing this up because you need to understand, again, what they're concealing through all these distractions right now. They are concealing the fact that many people across the world are falling over dead, and the mainstream media hasn't said a peep to you. Elaine Cassidy, 24 years old, passed away at the Cork Marathon, Ireland on June 1st. We have none other than Olivia Tucci, 24 years old, deceased at Edinburgh Marathon on May 25th. Christina Santorino, 36 years old, deceased a few days after Marathon Zagama on June 10th. And Joel Gabriel Hofstadter, 20 years old, died at the Brazil Marathon on June 10th. Carolina Lems Oliveira, 31 years old, deceased at the UNO Marathon in Brazil on June 8th. And Kipsang, 28 years old, passed away from a heart attack on June 10th. Wow, isn't that crazy? This all under the guidance of the father of the vaccine who have saved millions of lives. And yet we're still trying to see that. But friends, again, this is going to continue on until the American people bring forth justice. Well, some will say, "I'm just tired. I'm beat down." Well, if you're tired, then friends, guess what? Do it tired. Bring justice while you still have the opportunity, because the good news that we have for you today from the Sons of Liberty Media.com is that you still have the freedom to do the right thing in the face of how you are under attack by the very ones that are led back in to oppress yourselves. It really is a sad day in America, and is that an over-exaggeration? Not in any sense of the word. Wanted to highlight, too, Pride Month again, friends. Just kind of keep these guys on the front burner here so you can understand that the word tolerance, as they love to use the word tolerance, is only used to browbeat their political opposition, of course. But the word tolerance is not found anywhere in the Bible in any sense of the word. But the word repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Namely, the word repent is found over 106 times in the Bible. "I was born this way" flies with "not a person that commits adultery, that has sex before marriage, that's a homosexual, a sodomite." Folks, it applies to murderers, liars. It applies to covetous people, those that dishonor their father and mother. The law of God applies to all of us, and the message is to all of us that you must be born again. That's just the message. So there is no excuse, friends. And if someone wants to say, "Well, Bradley, why are you judging?" I'm here to tell you, I'm judging nowhere. I'm correcting, I'm instructing, and I'm mandated by the Lord to keep his commandments and warn you to flee from the wrath to come. That's the bottom line, and that's the absolute truth 100% of the way. That's called love. And if you want to take it out of context, you can do that as well. But do remember that I'm merely using the judge's word in reference to the crimes that many hold on to. So with that said, friends, I want to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. Subscribe to those pages. Seen some more censorship today. Had a couple people outlining the fact that the articles that they were getting were being suppressed by Facebook and other outlets, which comes as no surprise. They only do that to those that they're threatened by, friends. And I'm talking about those lawful individuals, those Christian righteous patriots, those conservatives, which are all extracted, by the way, those definitions are from the Christ. We're called to be the salt of the earth, right? We're supposed to stop the putrefaction of immorality, right? Yep, that's what Christians are called to be. And again, it all comes from the Christ. And the opposite of that is Matthew 5:13, concerning those that are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men, that we're not going to partake with, nor are we going to be in their lot. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Heaven and the Constitution is the only stability that we have, friends. Heaven and the Constitution is the only stability that has been established. And as Andrew Jackson rightly said, the Bible is that rock upon which our republic rests. We're going to come right back to the topic. What they claim to be and what they are two different stories. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. At any time you'd like to call in, I'd love to hear from you, pro or con. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, I was talking yesterday about it, and I just tapped into it again because I get caught up concerning the things that people need to hear, and I'm led to do so. But this is one of those things that I want to take the time for people to understand concerning what it is when it comes to those that are being put up, especially in the church. They're compromised, okay? The reason I'm bringing this up is because yesterday we had highlighted the fact that we had none other than the Newsboys, you know, Billy Graham's, Franklin Graham's band that they used to front to get all the young people in. Remember that? Yeah. Read 1 Kings 13:33 when you get a moment, because these people are, again, they are installed into the position as gatekeepers because they want you to believe that somehow or another they are the standard, when in fact they are not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. And what they're doing is they're fronting, folks, as angel of light. As to be something that they're clearly not. Jesus rebuked in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John over and over again. Has anybody taken the time to see how many times the Lord turned and rebuked the religious hypocrites? Matthew 23, verse 3 comes to my aid. They say and they do not. Yeah, they say for you to do it, but they themselves don't practice what they preach. It also tells us that in the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means that you better practice what you preach if you call yourself a Christian, because the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. See, they see your hypocrisy, and instead of them correcting themselves, what do? They accuse you of judging like so many other minions of the devil himself who love to twist the scripture when they say, thou shalt not judge. Well, let's keep that into context. Who was he talking to? He was talking to those that were saying and doing not, like the ones that I'm highlighting right now. Look at this. This is on social media platforms. I'm going to paint the picture for my affiliates. Michael Tate confesses to cocaine use, inappropriate conduct with men. One of the things that I brought up yesterday is, are you going to sit there and tell me that his bandmates didn't know this and they've been with him for decades? Are you going to sit there and tell me that the Christian management, as they call themselves, didn't see what was going on? No, the reason that they allowed it is because they're partakers of it. They're accomplices of the crime. Well, guess what, friends? Not only did Michael Tate get accused of using cocaine and inappropriate conduct, notice, with men, if you want to know where this effeminacy is coming from, 1 Corinthians 6:9, that's all you have to do, folks, is look to the church. They're packed with these sort of effeminate cowards. It's absolutely 100% true. They're unrepentant people. They're carnal men. Preaching a spiritual gospel, and then when we see what they practice, it stands in contrast to the message that they give, which shows you that they're still reprobates, dead in their sin. You want to know why there's so much death in the American church? Is because you have dead pulpits. Therefore, the fruit of that is going to be that you're going to have dead congregants. And that's what you have. Well, not only did Michael Tate confessed to using cocaine, one of the biggest Christian bands that has been put up by the industry as their representatives of Christ, but Michael Tate not only confesses to cocaine use, inappropriate conduct with men, just so you know that they're not allegations, Michael Tate actually issued an apology admitting recent allegations. Isn't that interesting? Hey, folks, we just need to be more compassionate. We just need to be more understanding. The only people that are saying that are those that are unrepentant. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Well, do you want to take it another step? Because I want to go there. And if you want to know the truth of the matter, yesterday I had showed you all the rockers that we confronted with the gospel. Because we love, because the Bible tells us in Romans 13:10 that love worketh no ill. Right? And God is love. And in the process, what we're doing is preaching law to grace, Galatians 3:24. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I'm in the same circle with many of these people. And I'm telling you as an eyewitness of exactly what I see concerning that which is hanging off of the branches of their tree, the fruit that hangs on their branches. And I am telling you the wicked fruit doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree now, does it? No. And we're to judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20. But folks, just to add insult to injury, look what else is coming out. Michael Tate hit with new allegations, including drugging, assaulting underage fans. Wow. You have pedophiles like Mad in the halls of government. I've highlighted them by name. 87 politicians that have been busted for pedophilia, even incestual pedophilia. They're doing it right in front of your faces now. They're not hiding anything. And here's 345 million people sitting back tolerating what God calls an abomination. But this is where it starts. This is what I'm continuously ringing when it comes to the bell of iniquity, friends. I'll tell you another thing. Some will say, Bradley, you know what? Where's the love? Here, let me tell you this. Jesus is coming back for a church, what? That's holy, without spot or blemish. Let me ask you something. Those that just give this kind of stuff a pass, not that anybody's above it, but I want to say those that give this stuff a pass, how is it that you call it love to go ahead and misrepresent the Christ and not correct the issue? How do you call that love? You know, there's people in my life that I've known publicly where I knew people were talking about them and I knew the allegations that were being thrown on them were completely untrue. Matter of fact, here, let me give you a firsthand experience. So when we had about 30 people in the ministry, we had street teams in the five-state area all year long for about 14 years. And constantly, they would run into people that say, oh, I knew Bradley. I knew Bradley Dean. I knew Bradley Dean. This is what I knew about Bradley Dean. And I said to the team members, when you're out there and somebody comes up to you and says, I know Bradley Dean and this is how I know him, I want you to immediately pick up the phone and call me and I'll have a conversation with them so you can see if I knew them or not. And I'm sure much of the information that was coming down was probably unfavorable. And that's exactly why I told my team members, when somebody says something negative or positive about me and they know me, get the phone in your hand, put it up to their ear and give me a call so you can verify the truth of the matter and so can I. We had one guy, as a matter of fact, talk to a girl that was a part of our ministry team. He was talking to her like me and him were best friends. I said, bring him to church. They walked into church, and unannounced to me, when they walked in, she came over to me and she said, this is the guy that I was talking about. And I looked at him and I said, guy, when have I ever met you a day in my life? Well, remember you seen me here? Wait, wasn't there like 200, 300 kids there? And you just happened to be there? And I'm not trying to belittle you or demean you, but I'm sorry, guy, I don't remember meeting you there, but I was there. Okay, so it went from I was there to now I know Bradley Dean. This is why you cannot trust what you see in the media for the most part. Now go back to the guy that I told when people say that they know me to pick up the phone and have them call me right on the spot, because I guarantee you that 98% of the people that are saying that they know who I am have never met me a day in their lives, or they seen me up on stage when I was in my rock and roll world. Well, one day I had received the phone call concerning that same guy that I told that was coming back to me saying, yeah, I ran into someone that said they met you. I said, well, don't believe everything you say or you hear. One day somebody called and complained about that very guy to me. And we had the whole team around the table one day. And I looked at him and I said, so-and-so. I said, is this true? And then I said, somebody called today and they told me that this is what you were doing. And this is also what you were doing. And this was also what you were doing. And his face got really red. And I said, why is your face red? And he looked at me and said, because that's not true. And I looked at him and I said, I know it's not true because I know your character. I know you from intercourse, from knowing and working with you for years, that what she said about you was not true. As a matter of fact, when I went back to this person that called and complained about you and said to that person that was complaining about you, I said just the exact opposite. I said to her, ma'am, I said, none of what you said characteristically aligns itself with that kid in any sense of the word. The importance of knowing the people that you're with is absolutely vital, and that's why you're never going to have a lot of friends in your life. They're far and few between that'll stay loyal to the truth of Christ. And so it is with us from Christ. Amen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of Liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikula family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalese rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to get into this, folks, because I'll tell you what, it gets my dander up. When I see people misrepresent who Christ is, it jacks me up. That's youth talk that makes me indignantly angry, friends. It really, truly does. People representing not a biblical Christ. I mean, in the minds of the American people, they have, for the most part, what? A picture of Jesus walking around with pink little booties, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything is okay. No, that's not, friends, that is not the Jesus of the Bible in any sense of the world, in the word, I'm sorry. The Bible tells us that he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Read Genesis 15:3.
Folks, the Bible tells us he's the captain of our salvation who is made perfect through suffering. My goodness, people, where do people get these characteristics from? Well, I can tell you, again, the lack of reading their own Bibles and listening to the effeminate hirelings in the pulpit that are part of the problem in which they're dealing with today. That's where they're getting it from, and that's what they put up with. And that's, therefore, because they put up with it, it's exactly the fruit that they're going to reap. That is not the Jesus of the Bible, but that's the Jesus that's being portrayed to the American people, as if to suggest that he's still on that cross, when in fact he's not on that cross. I do a whole show on this, friends. You look at how they've effeminized prophets of old and effeminized apostles, how they've effeminized preachers of the day to fit the conformity or the image of what? A God that looks just like them. Doesn't the Bible tell us, thou shalt not make unto thyself a graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them? What does that mean? A God that doesn't mind you doing the things that you like to do in the flesh, which Christ died and sacrificed himself in the sense of being a propitiation to cover your sin. Isn't that something? Yes, it is. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that Dr. D. James Kennedy, he was a friend of mine who passed about 13 years ago, he said the vast majority of people who are members of churches in America today are not Christians. Easy. No doubt about it. I say that without the slightest fear of contradiction. He goes on, I base it on empirical evidence of 24 years of examining thousands of people that have gone through his church. You know, it's pretty awesome. I had the opportunity to preach from his pulpit to his high school. I preached to his congregation several times, still friends with his daughter. She loves the ministry because she understands the old gospel that we're all supposed to preach. In the early 2000s, I brought this up in part yesterday, I was the drummer in the band of Junkyard Prophet, voted second highest unsigned band in the country behind something or a band called POD out of San Diego, who became MTV's darling. And according to Reverb Nation, we were the best unsigned band. We worked with Geffen Records, Warner Brother Records, and being endorsed by major musical instrument companies globally. And after touring the nation, as well as playing with the biggest names in the Christian scene like Bride, Guardian, Disciple, Nouveau, and the list goes on. And then we also played as a Christian band uncompromisingly. We played with secular bands where we're called to be the light of the world, right? Going out and seeking and saving that which is lost, like Luke 19:10. We played a Drowning Pool, Creed, Sick Puppies, Head East, Steppenwolf, the list goes on. And therefore, what I'm doing is not gloating. I'm simply bringing my experience to you concerning the topic in which I'm going to highlight firsthand so you can make distinction between that which is the Lord's and that which is not. Matthew 25, a clear distinction between goats and sheep. Going to Ezekiel 44:23. Talking about making distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Okay, scripture teaches us this constantly. Now, before I get started, I'd like to say that, and to those who want to twist the scripture in an attempt to protect the gods that they've created in their minds, such as their favorite musicians, actors, preachers, politicians, by suggesting again that I'm not to judge, I would remind you that I am using the judge's words, okay? I'm judging with righteous judgment, John 7:24, and that out of love, Leviticus 19:17. You can also look at 2 Timothy 3:16 if you'd like to. Now, I want you to listen to this as well, friends, okay? Yesterday, I took the time to highlight on my radio show the likes of many celebrities that have been elevated to modern-day Christian stardom, such as Kanye West. I'm just telling you, this is how deceived these young people are. They come up with a verse, they put a loop to it, the computer's playing all the music, and then they go out there and they try to declare to the world that they're the best musician that the world's ever known. Hey, now listen, I'm not a big 60s, 70s music guy, but I'll tell you this. Those people in the 60s, I can even go back to the 50s, when they recorded, they had to do it in one take. Now they have machines where they take each word and they can redo them, or drummers can do drum parts, or guitar players can do drum parts, so on and so forth, bass players, the list goes on. Back in the day, they couldn't do that. They had to actually deliver. Now producers are making these people out to be what they're clearly not. And even in many cases, when the producers are trying to give you something, it's like, dude, how long did that take to put together? About 15 minutes? And then you sell it to the people like this is some work of art, when in fact it's junk. That's Kanye West. I'm sorry. He's an absolute joke. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of the 60s, 70s music, but I'll tell you what, those folks had to bring it. And those folks know how to write songs. They really did. Look today. Again, what a joke. When I was talking about Kanye West, it's interesting that none other than Joel Osteen opened the doors to Kanye. Interestingly enough, they're both serving the same God. They truly are. Joel Osteen is not a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is what the people want to hear. He is one of those teachers that have been put up to itch their itching ears. That's what Joel Osteen is. If you look at anybody that understands scripture, they will clearly define him as being a heretic and an enemy of the cross of Jesus Christ. He is exactly the opposite of what many should be preaching. And yet they follow this guy straight into hell because he doesn't want to offend anybody. Well, enough with Joel Osteen. But Joel Osteen did give him the platform, Kanye West. And this is where Kanye West got up there and was praising himself. He's a novice. That means he's unacquainted or unskilled in the Word of God. Yet that he stated that he was the greatest artist that God ever created. No joke. No joke. Hey, guys, I didn't know that it was about Kanye West. I thought praise and worship was about the Lord. Isn't that what the devil did when he was in heaven, praising and worshiping the Lord? And he wanted to take upon himself the throne that our God sits upon because of his envy, his jealousy. Yeah, that's exactly how the Pharisees operated as well when they crucified the Christ. They wanted preeminence over that which belonged to God. Isn't that what you're hearing from Kanye West? Absolutely. But yet he's selling to the world, so is the mainstream media, promulgating the message and disseminating the message that, look at Kanye West got saved and here's his Christianity. Folks, it is not Christianity. When you see somebody praising themselves as the greatest artist that God ever created, you can rest assured they're falling right in line as a novice, just like the devil. If you read what? 1 Timothy 3:6 and 7, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them. Others should be praising him and not himself, as the Bible tells us so. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Hey, folks, I want to say this as well with Scripture, backing up everything that we're talking about here with Scripture. You are to prove those who call themselves Christians. 1 Thessalonians 5:12, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. And I'm here to tell you that this is not a Christian. We're going to go ahead and take up Chris from Springville, Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, I have an issue with you, buddy.
Okay.
You are so spot on. You know, I'm a regular caller of local radio stations because a lot of times they're 90% correct, but I have to correct maybe that last 10%. But you're so spot on, you rarely give me an opportunity to correct you. And this call is no exception to that rule. I can't disagree with you.
Okay.
But I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay.
I don't know how you feel about that. I know that's a controversial issue with some.
Well, Chris, can we do? Well, let's take this in stride, Chris. Go ahead and explain to us what it is and why is it that you think I'd have an objective to it. Go ahead.
Because a lot of people think that we're not Christians because we have the Book of Mormon, because we claim that Joseph Smith was a prophet of the Lord, that he saw God and Jesus Christ in the sacred grove. I can go on the list, you know, the priesthood was restored through Joseph Smith, et cetera, et cetera. Do you want me to go further? I don't care if you agree or disagree. That's not why I called in.
Okay. Well, I love you too, Chris.
Yeah.
I can answer that objectively if you don't mind. Because it does say okay. And again, we're kind of off topic, but we'll just kind of hit our caller, okay? And it just happens to be you right now, right, Chris. It tells us in the book of Revelation, verse 18, it says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book of this life." Here, let's take a break. I got a hard break, Chris. Hold on with me. We'll pick it up right on the other side, okay, my friend?
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And we're going to go ahead and kick off a break. And we'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more.
I almost wonder if
you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, "I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take up our friend Chris again from Springsville, Utah. Chris, can you just kind of do me a favor without us getting into, you know, what scripture says and you're a Mormon and how you want to justify that? Let's keep that for a different day. Let's just go ahead and make your point. The reason I'm saying that, you can call back tomorrow if we're on point, but can we just stick to the topic concerning the topic of music? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm with you 100%, Bradley Dean. I mean, the leadership of all of the organized religions today, including the church that I belong to, the Mormon Church, have become abject cowards, and it disgusts me. I'll give you an incident. I had a discussion with a religious leader where I submitted to him a 26-page written document that I wrote questioning why the church does not condemn transgenderism. Huh. It says a lot about them. There are certain restrictions on going to our sacred temples if you are transgender, but nowhere in the church, on the church website, will you find anything condemning it as a great evil.
Yep.
Nor will you find anything condemning homosexuality.
Yep.
And when I questioned him, the only thing that he responded to me was, "Brother Carlson, I'm concerned about your testimony." And quite frankly, I'm more concerned about the future of the church than I am about where I stand with my God. Go ahead, Bradley.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely paramount. I mean, it's the job of the church. And the first thing I think of when you're talking about it, and I'm talking about the people, the church, the Christians, those that are in Christ. I think of D. James Kennedy again when you're talking about this. And I remember him telling me, now keep in mind, he had 30 years my senior, okay? And I'm sitting there having a conversation with him. I was with him for about 3 hours, and we were just supposed to spend 20 minutes together. And he told me about how he had a worldwide conference with church leaders from all over the world in Fort Lauderdale at Coral Ridge Ministries. And he said, "Bradley, we were having the conference," and he said, "during a break, one of the guys from a different country came out, and he noticed that my church was being protested. Protestant has meaning. We're supposed to be on the offense, not on the defense. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church," so on and so forth. And D. James Kennedy said, "Well, what's the problem?" He said, "Well, why are these people protesting you? They were men that wanted to marry men and women that wanted to marry women, right? You with me, Chris?"
Okay, so for just a second.
Oh, okay. Yep, but they were men that wanted to marry men and women that wanted to marry women. And this church leader from a different country is asking D. James Kennedy, "Why is your church being protested?" You know what D. James Kennedy said back to him in question? "You mean your church isn't being protested?" And again, Protestant has meaning. And if you look at the history of the church, we had something called the Black Robe Regiment. They were the bad boy preachers that stood with 3% of the population along with 13 colonies standing up against it, protesting against it. And they went and they upheld through common law. And by the way, the Mormons know all about the Constitution and the history of this country, and it's very well documented through the Mormon Church. And saying that, if you look at our past and bringing us to where we're at today, the very crimes that are being promoted today were condemned by our forefathers more than not. And we were using something called canon law, ecclesiastical law, God's Ten Commandments. And it was very well known within the colonies that nobody dared violate God's moral law. So, again, what we're seeing is in complete contrast today concerning what it is that our forefathers established through the commandments and statutes and judgments of God. So I agree with you 100%, my friend.
And if you know anything about our history, sorry about the background noise, we have been a persecuted people, especially in the very early days in the 1830s and 40s. In fact, we were driven out of the United States because we literally couldn't live with all the persecution where we're being killed. But nowadays, the Mormon Church is very popular in the eyes of the world. And like you just said, why aren't we being protested? Why aren't we being persecuted? That, to me, is an indication that we're on the right track. And the fact that we're not tells me that we've gotten off that track, Bradley Dean. And may I suggest, and you've talked a little bit about this before, is it due to the 501c3 status under which almost all churches operate today?
We gotta have that conversation, because I know that much of that was started by a guy named Mark Taylor. And it's interesting, when you look at IRS publication 557, churches are already tax exempt. They're non-exempt. They don't have to apply for none of that stuff. But I can tell you, on the other hand, Chris, and I got to end with this to make a couple more points concerning the show. It's also interesting to note that if you don't set up as that 501c3 as a tax exempt, it's interesting how the government will use agencies like they did against Dr. Dino, out in Florida, and they imprisoned him for 10 years because he didn't go along when it came with the unconstitutionality of the IRS. So it's almost like your deed if you do and your deed if you don't. And if you don't set up and establish yourself in such a fashion that they can recognize, they've now made it where people can't even support your ministry in many cases. And we can see where that's going as well. So, Chris, I sincerely appreciate the phone call. And I don't mean to drop the phone call in any sense of the word. It's just off topic. And I agree with what you said. But I would also say in the defense of the gospel, it does say in Galatians 1:8, and I'm not taking a shot at you because you're not on the air anymore, but I am leaving it with this to make sure that everybody understands that we're not to, going back to Mormonism, changed the scriptures in any sense of the word. It tells us in Galatians 1:8, it says, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, Paul said, let him be accursed. We don't want to add to and take away. When Jesus said it is a finished work, when he said it is finished, there was nothing that needed to be added onto what Jesus finished. And not that anybody could have added anything to it, but what happens? I'd also caution you, if I might, my friend from Utah, that if you look at the fact that we got 45,000 denominations in the Christian church, they all kick up against the goad. So I'm not going to just separate you and the Jehovah Witnesses and the Seventh-day Adventists. I'm not going to target you guys. I'm going to target all 45,000 of them that have left the faith. And what I'm talking about is we're all supposed to be unified. We're all supposed to be of the same judgment. And what are you talking about? I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 1:10. I'm talking about Ephesians 4, where it says there's one Lord, one faith, one God, one Spirit. How is it that there's only one, but yet we have 45,000 denominations on top of the Mormons, on top of the Jehovah Witnesses, so on and so forth? It's because men have left the Christ and they have taken on man. That is the simplest, quickest answer in the sense of going through exactly what Scripture teaches us. I can tell you this, no man had anything to do with my faith. No man had anything to do with my born-again experience. He is the author and the finisher of my faith, and he didn't need any man to do it. He did it by his Spirit, just like he did with Paul, just like he did with Peter, just like he did with his 12 disciples, and just like he does with anybody else that is born again of the Spirit. Yes, man can be used. That's why we have preachers, obviously, to plant the word. But one plants, one waters, but it's God that brings the increase. He's the one that started it, and he's the one that's finishing it. So we need to stick to our Lord Jesus Christ and him alone, and beware of men and the doctrines of men, which make void the commandments of God. That is important. It truly is. I appreciate the phone call. I do want to, here we go. Folks, this is what happens. We get into these shows and there's so much content, and then we get a phone call, and then I go off of topic, and then we go down that road, which I'm glad you called, Chris. But again, I just want to let you know that tomorrow we're just going to take this on. I'm going to go from Korn. I'm going to go from Alice Cooper, Kanye West. I'm going to go from Bob Dylan. I'm going to highlight the fact that many of these guys are out there selling themselves as Christians to the people. Lauren Daigle's another one of them. Tomorrow, I'm going to highlight the fact that many of these Christian artists have come out in recent years, months, and days, professing to be lesbians and homosexuals, just like I tried to tell the American people for the last 25 years. It's what's frightening to me is the lack of spiritual discernment that men have. I don't mean to say that in a religious way. I just mean to say that when you're born again of the Spirit of God, he gives you discernment. He gives you eyes to see, and he gives you ears to hear. I'm just wondering, putting the question to them, not the Scripture, because I know what John 3:6 tells us, make distinction between the flesh and the Spirit. How is it that you don't see in front of your face what these people really are? By looking at the culture, which in fact is the church's report card. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.